Coach, can you talk about this group of players and kind of what stands out about them and makes them so special and, to be able to win a conference title?
Well, you know, here's the amazing thing. We talked a little before the game. We went to Michigan Tech and we lost in December, and we were 3-2 in the conference. And at that point, I don't think anybody in a hotel meeting that we had thought that we were going to be where we are today. But I'm telling you right now, hard work. It's a testament to hard work, perseverance, and having guys that really enjoy playing together. And this is, I think, that's what that sets us apart from other teams that I've had. That this is a team, right? They love to play with each other. The locker room is a fun place to be, and they love basketball. And you know, you put all that stuff together, you're going to have great combinations. And it doesn't hurt to have a lot of great players, and we certainly have that too.
Justin, how does it feel to set the conference record and to clinch the title by yourself in the same day?
Hey, it feels great. This has just been a culmination of 4 years of working. Every year we set off to win the championship. And I can say in past years, there was a lot of stuff that a lot of other teams had to do for us to win it. But this year, we just saw our blessing, and we made it happen. I'm so proud of my teammates. I mean, everybody on the team steps up on different nights, and I'm just proud of everybody, man. We worked hard and good as a team, and I just can't be more proud of my teammates.
Were you sweating it in the first half there when you got in foul trouble?
I can't lie to you and say I wasn't, but, I mean, coaches just stressed on the bench to just go in and try to play the game. And like I said, the team just stepped up. I mean, I got in foul trouble and they stepped up and came back, and they worked their butts off to get that 12-point deficit down to tied up at half.
Daniel, when you came into the game for Justin when he was in foul trouble, and you guys were down 12, I mean, what was your thought process and what were you trying to do to try to get the team back into the game?
Well, I knew we needed some energy coming off the bench, so I just came in. You know, I had twisted my ankle the game before, so I just tried to go as hard as I could, grab every rebound I could, make all my layups, and just work as hard as I could to get us back in the lead so we can win the game.
Billy, you went to full court pressure there. Was that kind of out of necessity or to raise the energy, or what were you trying to do?
Yeah, we had to change the pace of the game somehow. If we didn't, it was going to be tough. And we've been able to do that a little bit in the past. Where it's not like then once we got them to play with some energy, and then we got the game to go up and down the floor a little bit. And that's way to our advantage than playing a half court basketball game.
And they obviously hurt other teams with the 3-point shot a lot, but you seem to defend in the second half, especially while on the perimeter.
We did. I don't think they got many. They took a lot of threes, but I don't know how many good looks they got. They pretty much had a high hand in almost everything. And, we've done a good job all year defending the three. I think we're number one in the conference as far as defensive 3-point field goal percentage. And again, today I thought we did a great job of just getting a hand on every shot.
Of course, this just kind of seemed like a stereotypical Ferris game for you guys. You guys got big shots from Darian, a couple of timely threes from DeHart. Lou with some big blocks. I mean, is this kind of the game that you expected from this team in the situation that you were in today?
Well, I didn't expect Keenan to have two fouls in the first 4 minutes of the game, I can tell you that. But what I would say about this team, and what's good to see, is that it's like Justin said, when we need a pick-me-up from somebody, it comes from somewhere, It's not a one-man, not a two-man team. Dan comes in here today and flat out is dominant on the glass and has a couple of huge baskets for us, plays outstanding defense. Brandon Mungo comes in again today, plays the top of the zone, plays with pressure, is 2-of-2, 1-of-1 from three. I mean, we've kind of just seen that not only from seniors, but everybody even on our bench stepping up and doing good things for us. And that's how you're going to be able to win a championship. There's no question about that.
Justin, were you thinking at all about the scoring record thing or just trying to get a championship?
Man, he's down 12. I was thinking about trying to come back and win the game. So that's the only thing that was on my mind. So,
yeah.
Hey, good game.
Now that you got a share of the scoring record, now that you got the conference title, I mean, what is on your mind now and where do you want to take the rest of this season?
You just got to go a game at a time, man. I mean, you can't look forward, especially because we go to the tournament. I mean, you don't know who you're going to play. Just one game at a time.
Yeah.
Next, last thing, I think if we do play a pretty important game on next Saturday. I don't know. Who's that? Who are we playing the game?
I can't even remember the name.
That's right. It's Grand Valley. So, yeah, we have enough. That's a good thing. We shouldn't have to worry about a letdown. We got our rival coming back here, so we'll certainly be ready to play that one.
I would imagine you were concerned going in, then they got beat the other night, so, and they hadn't lost in a long time. So I would imagine you thought you were going to get their best. You never know when an upset's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna get your best. The thing about it is, you know, this pretty much secures that you know, if we can keep on winning, then we'll have home court for the playoffs. And that's it. Finley is a really different team playing him here and going down and playing at Finley. And so we're happy that we have that opportunity.
You finished unbeaten here, right? Yeah.
Well, we got one more, but so far so good. Yeah, so we haven't lost a home yet. We've done a great job of holding serve at home for sure.
What do you think? Besides the fact that it's a team, like you said in your opening kind of statement there, what's this team do best? What do they do best on the floor?
Well, I think. I think what I like to see is the fact that we're pretty versatile. You know, I mean, I think everybody thinks, you know, we got Justin and that's it, but you know, we've got a lot of weapons. I mean, if I have to prepare for us as an opposing coach, there's a lot of different people that I got to try to worry about and shut down. And I think when you have that many offensive weapons, you know, it makes you pretty tough. Now, you know, we can defend at times. We got to be more a little more consistent, but man, we can score. There's no question about that.
Sutherland, when Justin goes out, obviously he's, you know, leading scorer on your team, things like that. How do you respond? Do you think about that, or do you just go out and try to do your job the same way you've always done it?
No, I just go out there, you know, try to do my job, play my role. You know, my role may not be to score all the time, but it's to play hard all the time, and that's just what I try to do every time I step on the court.
You think the team approaches it with confidence when Justin goes out? Hey, we can still play.
Yeah, I think so. I know we like Coach said, we got a lot of weapons, and everybody knows that. So you know, everybody else can score. You know, so when he goes out, it's not like, you know, a letdown. You know, we still can get up on the team whenever. So. Just play hard and get it done.
And Justin, what do you think of your teammates, and what's this mean to you?
This means a lot to my teammates because a bulk of our team, we all came in as freshmen, and you know, freshman year was a little tough. Sophomore and junior year, we had the talent to win the championship, and finally our senior year, we brought it together. So it just feels good to know that we have a group, a core of guys that all stuck together and we did it together. So it just feels good, and everybody's excited.
Championship now, and whatever you do from here is kind of crazy, isn't it? I mean, you should go win some games.
Yes, sir.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. Great. Thanks. Greg, thanks for coming up. Appreciate the time.
No problem, buddy.
As always.